Good morning.
Hi.
I'm so glad to, I have this opportunity again to come back to preach on the book of James. Let's begin with prayers. Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful time we can come together to worship you. Because you're one true God. You love us. You're good to us. Just like what we have said, how great thou art. And Father, when we come before you, we want to pray that, Lord, you will give us understanding. And prepare our hearts to receive your words. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In the last sermon, James tells us that we must trust God, that He is not the one who tempts us in our trials. And He gives us three reasons why God is not. First, it is because God does not and never tempts anyone. And second, it is our own lust that tempts us. And third, and it is our own lust, not God, that leads us to sin and death. Now, today I'm going to talk about the fourth reasons why we must trust God that He is not the one who tempts us. Especially when we are tested in our lives. And the fourth reason is because God is good. And because God is good, He gives every good thing to His people. In fact, it is one of the most popular catchphrases among Christians. But its implication and significance are much, much more beyond our imagination. God is good. And in today's message, James teaches three particular aspects about the goodness of God. In order to help us not to doubt about God, but to trust Him with all our minds, with all our hearts, in times of trials. Now, I'll just talk about the first aspect, and I'll leave the second and third aspects when I come next month. Now, first, James tells us that our God is good. Because He gives every good and perfect gift to His people. In verse 17, it reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
17节说, 各样美善, 各样完备的礼物都是从神那儿来的。
Now, in fact, the topic of gift itself is not only an important biblical subject among Christians and in the area of theology.
在给予这个题目上, 不单单是我们很重要的一个, 基督徒的观念。
Now, the idea of gifts also figures prominently in discussions of ethics.
这个给予,
anthropology,
人类学,
philosophy,
哲学,
economics,
甚至经济学
and even feminist theory.
甚至于女权运动都提到了培育。
Now in the early 20th century,
在二十世纪的早期
a French sociologist named Marcel Mauss wrote one of the best known systematic and comparative studies of the universal custom of gift giving.
法国的一个有名的社会学家写了一本很著名的给予的 一本书。
The English title is something like Essay on an Article about Give.
给予的一个方式跟原则。
Now, after studying the practices of gift exchange among different primary cultures,
他研究了各种不同习俗里面给予赠与的习俗。
Specifically in the ancient world,
尤其是在古代的世界。
He concluded that there are three basic obligations included in the practice of gift exchange.
他达到了三个结论。
The first is the obligation to give.
第一个就是给予的责任。
Second is the obligation to receive.
第二个是接受的责任。
And the third is the obligation to repay.
第三是偿还的责任。
So according to Mauss, gifts are not things that were simply given.
根据摩斯，给礼物不单单是给礼物而已。
There were also what we call, extensions of personality.
其实他称为他是不但是给礼物而是个人人格的延伸。
For example, the obligation to receive a gift signifies a symbolic quality.
譬如说我们接受别人的礼物象征的一个有一种象征性的价值。
Very good. For instance, although the recipient may not feel there's a need for the gift,that someone wants to give to him,
虽然接受礼物的人并不觉得他应该接受礼物
but his refusal would imply a refusal of friendship.
如果他不接受其实是代表了拒绝友情
In the national level in the ancient world,
在 国际的人在国家与国家之间的礼物
at the worst, it would bring forth a declaration of war.
最坏的状况下会造成战争。
Now, meanwhile, in many countries, there is a strict legal obligation to refuse a gift as a bribe.
同时，很多国家也拒绝贿赂这件事情。
Whereas in other countries,
在其他国家
the bribe is accepted way of life essential for carrying on normal business.
在有些国家，贿赂是家常便饭。
And as a matter of fact, anthropologists have observed that there's a thin line between gift and a bribe in some Asian and African countries.
在亚洲和非洲国家，给予赠与礼物和贿赂是只有一线之差。
So gift giving, according to Marcel Mauss, somehow signifies a symbolic relationship between two parties.
根据马赛的分析，赠送礼物其实是代表双方的关系。
Now, in our context,
在我们的讲章里头
，when we talk about God's gift to us,
当我们提到神给我们的礼物
，the idea includes not only a symbolic level of relationship between God and His people.
这不单单指着神跟人之间的关系。
But also it includes something more substantial and essential to our existence as mankind.
更重要的、更真实的，在本质上代表了人类存亡的关系。
They consider as true blessings to us.
对我们来说是完全是出于神的祝福。
Particularly for believers.
尤其是信徒们。
They're not only for temporal benefits.
不单单是今生短暂的。
But also for the future,
也是为未来
for eternity,
为永恒的福分
They're not only given to satisfy our physical, emotional, social, and economic needs.
不单单是满足我们身体、情感和灵性方面的需要
but also to nourish our spiritual well-beings.
也代表了滋润我们你属灵的需要。
God's gift is grace from God.
神的礼物是神的恩典。
In the biblical term,
从圣经的角度来看,
God's gift is the most synonymous with God's grace.
神的礼物跟神的恩典是同义词。
But we Christians often take God's gifts for granted in our Christian's life.
我们做基督徒常常把神的恩赐当作是理所当然的。
So what are these gifts to us from God?
这个礼物是从神来的。
When we study the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候,
there are at least 5 different ways we can understand what God's gifts are for us.
我们从五个不同的角度来看神给我们的恩典。
First,
首先,
it can refer to God's blessing in general.
可以代表是普世的恩典。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, Jesus said,
马太福音第七章十一节耶稣说,
If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
纵然我们是 evil, 我们是恶的,我们尚且知道把最好的礼物给我们的孩子,何况我们神岂不把圣灵赐给我们吗?
In the context of this passage,
在这个上下文中,
Jesus here invites his disciples to rely upon the faithfulness of their heavenly Father.
耶稣 要我们仰赖父神的信实。
Now the good things here cover certainly the ongoing needs of the disciples.
这里面提到美善的礼物包括我们日常所需，门徒们日常所需。
Even though in the larger context of the gospel,
在更大的层面就是福音的层面。
And Jesus also implies the blessings of the kingdom.
耶稣暗示了天国的祝福。
And my point in is that the passage focuses on the faithful Father who not only gives blessings associated with the coming kingdom of God.
这里我们特别强调的是天父从天国的角度来看我们他所赐的礼物是与关乎天国的祝福。
But also provides the material blessings to his children.
也同时提供了对儿女们物质上的需要。
In other words, God's gifts include not only spiritual blessings.
换句话说，神的礼物不单单是仅仅是属灵方面的祝福，
but also physical blessings.
也包括了我们身体所需要。
And second,
第二，
God's gifts can refer to the eternal life.
神的礼物是与永生的恩典是相息息相关的。
In the Gospel of John,
在约翰福音，
when Jesus asks a drink from the Samaritan woman,
约翰福音他当耶稣问撒玛利亚妇人要水喝的时候，
the woman was surprised that a Jew would ask a drink from a Samaritan because from the history of Jews, from the history, Jews always viewed the Samaritan as unholy and rebellious people.
撒玛利亚妇人非常惊讶，因为在那时候的社会里面，撒玛利亚人是被看作不洁净的。竟然耶稣问他要水喝。
But Jesus answered the woman.
耶稣回答这个妇人说，
If you knew the gift of God,
如果你知道神的恩赐，
and who is that is saying to you,
是哪一个问你说，
give me a drink,
给我水喝的是谁，
you have asked him,
你必定问他，
and he would have given you living water.
他就要把永生的活水赐给你。
And the woman was curious about the living water.
这撒玛利亚妇人对永生的活水很有兴趣。
And Jesus then explained to her, saying,
耶稣接着解释说，
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again.
每个人喝着井里的水还要渴。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again.
谁要喝了我给的水就永远不渴。
The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他腹中成为 永远的活泉。
And this is the most wonderful gift of God to humankind.
这是神给我们最好的礼物。
And third,
第三
Jesus' birth as a human on earth, his ministry, his death, and the salvation through faith in these are God's gift.
耶稣基督的道成肉身生在世上能够活在我们当中还有他的救恩都是神的礼物。
The Father reveals His love for us by giving us His own Son.
圣经告诉我们神把赐下耶稣基督。
And in His Son, the Father gave Himself.
在基督里父神把他自己给了我们。
For Jesus is filled with all the riches of the Father.
因为耶稣基督是充满了所有一切的丰盛，父神的丰盛。
For example,
譬如说
words and deeds.
神的话语，神耶稣基督的善行
，power to judge and to give life，
能够审判世界和给予生命的能力
，his name，
他的圣名
，his glory，
他的荣耀
，and his love，
还有他的爱
，and in his faithfulness to the point of death on the cross，
从他信实的角度来看，他爱我们爱到死在十字架上
，Jesus achieved。The complete gift of himself.
耶稣成就了完全的救恩，完全的美善。
He gave his life.
他把他的生命舍了。
To those who believe in him through faith.
凡信靠他的人。
And even the faith that we have to accept is the very gift of God.
就是我们的信心，也是神所赐的礼物。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, Paul says.
以弗所书第二章八九节说。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
我们得救是本乎恩。
And this is not your own doing.
也是因着信，不是因着你自己的行为。
We cannot earn a ticket to the heaven.
我们不能赚取天国。
We cannot do something like other religions to earn our salvation.
我们不能像其他宗教苦练，然后得到救恩。
It is the gift of God.
而是神的礼物,
not as a result of works,
并不是靠我们的善功,
so that no one may boast.
所以我们不能自夸。
This means that Jesus and his redemptive work on cross,
这就表示耶稣和他的救恩,
is God's gift to mankind,
是神赐给人类的礼物。
And fourth,
第四,
by Jesus' sacrifice,
借着耶稣基督的牺牲,
he brings forth,The Holy Spirit,
他差遣圣灵降下
by whom God promised to apply the effects and power of God, Christ's death and resurrection to every single believer.
借着圣灵，父神应许我们，将所有的救恩还有一切的能力都赐给我们。
Have you thought about, have this Sunday school or baptism class with my church members.
你曾经想过我们的主日学和有我们洗礼班的信息。
I always, you know, come across, you know, people asking me, you know, how Jesus Christ, you know, dying in the past 2,000 years or more than 2,000 years, you know, that this I when I accept him, you know, as personal savior, I can become a Christian. I can be saved.
人们常常问我，两千年前耶稣的死跟我今天因信接受他做救主的关系。
How would this happen?
这是怎么成就的？
How does Jesus' death and resurrection connect to me?
怎么样使耶稣基督的死跟我连在一起？
And in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传上说
When Jesus was taken up into heaven,
当耶稣升天的时候
God sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
父神将在五旬节赐下了圣灵
Peter preached to a large crowd of people.
彼得向大众宣讲
They all came from different places.
他来自那些群众来自不同的地方。
After the people, you know, heard his sermon,
当众人听了彼得的讲 sermon,
they asked Peter what then they should do.
他问彼得说我们当怎么样行呢？
Peter told them,
彼得告诉他
repent,
悔改
and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ.
每个人都要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
For the forgiveness of sins.
为的是使罪得赦免。
And you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这样你就可以收到圣灵的礼物。
And likewise,
同样的
today if you repent your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior,
同样的今天我们回因我们自己的罪悔改，接受耶稣基督成为我们个人的救主。
You will receive the Holy Spirit as the gift of God.
你就接受圣灵是你的恩赐。
And the fact is that the Holy Spirit will apply the blessings from Jesus' redemptive work to you.
圣灵就会把耶稣基督拯救赎的功加在我们的身上。
And make you alive spiritually.
让我们属灵方面活过来。
And live a holy life.
过一个圣洁的生活。
Enabling you and strengthening you.
不单单是给你能力，而且更加上力量。
When you're facing various trials.
当你面对各样的试炼的时候。
Temptations.
试探的时候。
And problems in your life.
还有困难的时候。
And faith.
第五。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in those who have repented of their sins.
因为圣灵住在那凡为罪悔改的人身上
and accepted Christ as their personal Savior
接受耶稣是我们个人的救主
they're empowered with various spiritual gifts
圣灵就赐下各样不同的恩赐给我们
Now what are spiritual gifts?
什么是圣灵属灵的恩赐呢
The Bible tells us that God equips and empowers people for service within the church
圣经告诉我们，属灵的恩赐是用来建造教会。
The church is viewed as the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
And God is the source of all our abilities.
神是我们所有能力恩赐的泉源。
And each person in the church is like one member of a human body.
每一个人就像是我们身上的一个肢体。
And God appoints each person to have a function in this body.
神给每一个人有不同的作用。
And the Bible tells us that each person has its own function in the body and not all the same.
每一个人在教会里有不同的作用，就像肢体在我们身上有不同的作用。
And the Holy Spirit empowers each person to serve according to God's will.
圣灵给我们能力，让我们知道我们在这个教会中如何服侍。
Some are given the gift of teaching.
有教导的恩赐的。
Some are given the gift of evangelism.
有宣教恩赐的。
Some are given the gift of caring.
有关怀的恩赐。
And comforting.
安慰的恩赐的。
Some others are given the gift of leading and administrating.
有些人是有领导恩赐的。
I always have this thought.
我常常这样想。
You know, in American movies,Many people love to watch superheroes movies.
在美国的电影剧界，常常人们喜欢看超人的故事。
That's why for over several decades,
有好几十年
producers in film industry are still creating a lot of movies based on comic books.
电影界却制作了许多关于
从 comic book.漫画，
漫画书里面所写的人物
，like Superman，
譬如说超级英雄
，Batman，
蝙
蝠侠，
蝙蝠人
，Iron Man，
铁人
，and any man you can think of it，
任何你可以想到的人
，and all these superheroes are surreal，
这些超级人物好像是这么真实
，but I think every true Christians should be a real superhuman being。
但是我相信每一个基督徒应该是超级人。
This is because each one of us is empowered with the super gift given by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们每一个人都领受了圣灵的恩赐。
Not to entertain.
不单单是让别人的娱乐。
Not to entertain.
那不是来娱乐人。
But to serve other people.
而是来服侍别人。
And above all, to serve our Almighty God.
更重要的是服侍我们的永恒的神
To serve his kingdom
是为神的天国服侍
And more often than not We Christians just take all this for granted
常常我们 基督徒都把这些当作是理所当然。
Now if we look at the list of gifts as I mentioned above,
当我们看我们刚刚看到各种不同的恩赐的时候，
They are incomparable.
他们是 不能、比较的。
They are absolutely priceless.
他们是无上的代价。
The best of the best.
是最好的。
Now, when we accept Christ as our Savior,
当我们也接受耶稣基督是我们的救主的时候，
we're showered with God's gifts.
我们从天上降下了许多的恩
赐。 The gifts that transcend all material and worldly values.
这些恩赐是超越我们物质上的。
And nothing can be compared with the superiority,
没有任何一样东西能够超越神的恩赐。
Awesomeness,
还有伟大。
And excellence of this precious gifts,
完美的礼物
given by our Almighty God.
是我们全能的神所赐给我们的。
God is good.
神是美善的。
Because God gives every good and perfect gift to His people.
各样美善和全备的礼物都是从神那降下来的。
Gifts means things that we don't earn with our merit.
既然是恩赐礼物，不是我们赚来的。
But we always take gifts from God for granted.
我们常常是把神的礼物当作理所当然的。
Especially when we are facing difficulties in our lives.
尤其在我们面对困难的时候。
Every good gift is from God.
每一样美善的礼物都是从神那儿降下来的。
There's a memorable story about a seminary professor.
有一个令人沉寂在心里的一个教授。
Who had a practical way of illustrating to his students the concept of grace.
他用一个 很实际的方式来、告诉学生们什么是恩典。
At the end of his evangelism course,
在他宣教的课程、最后考试的时候，
he would distribute the exam with the caution、to read every word on the exam paper all the way through before beginning to answer it.
他给学生的考卷是说，你要把每卷子上的每一个字都好好的读，然后再回答。
And actually, this caution was written on the exam as well.
同样，这个警告写在这个考卷上头。
As the student read the test,
当学生们看到这个考卷的时候，
it became unquestionably clear to each of them that they had not studied well enough.
让他们学生们都清楚地明白，他们既然都读了这么多的书，还是不够。
The exam was very tough.
这个考卷非常难，考题非常难。
The further they read,
他越看越灰心。
The worse it became.
学生们越看越难，越灰心。
About halfway through,
在考卷的半途中，
you could hear students mumbling about the level of difficulty of the exam's questions.
你可以听到在考场里面学生开始抱怨。
However,
然而，
on the last page of the exam,
在这个考卷的最后一页，
was a note that read,
有一些信息说，
you have a choice.
你有一个选择。
You can either complete the exam as given,
你可以按这考题的，
or just sign your name at the bottom.
或者就签个字吧。
And so, in so doing, you know, you receive an A for your exam.
如果你签个字，你就可以得个 A.
Wow!
Wow!
The students stand there stunned.
学生们都呆了。
They started, you know, asking each other, you know, was this serious?
彼此对问说，这是真的吗？
So just sign and get an A?
难道就签个字就得 A 吗？
But slowly, some students got the point.
慢慢的有些学生解领悟了。
But one by one, they turned in their tests and silently left the room.
一个一个的把他们把卷子交上了，离开了教室。
And when the professor was asked about the reactions from the students afterward,
当、人们问教授学生们的反应是什么呢？
He shared some of the reactions he had received through the years.
他说他分享跟大家分享，有些人的反应是。
He said some students began to take the exam without reading it all the way through.
有些学生就闷头做这个考题。
And they would sweat it out, you know, for the entire 2 hours of class time.
花了两小时的时间苦干。
Before reaching the last page.
还没到最后一页。
Because the professor actually asked them to read first, not to write anything. before
read
through all pages until the last word.
每一卷子都读了再写。
I think most of you do that, yeah, actually.
很多人没有这样做。
Now, others read the first two pages.
有一些人读了前面第二页。
Became angry.
就很生气。
Turned the test in blank.
就交白卷。
And stormed out of the room without signing.
生气地离开了考场。
They never realized what was available, and as a result, they lost out totally.
却从来不知道他可以签个字就可以得A。
They never read the, this means they never read the last page.
换句话说，他都没有读最后一页。
Some fellow, however, read the entire test.
有些人呢读了整个卷子，
including the note in at the end.
包括这个最后的一个条子。
But decided to take the exam anyway.
还是决定自己考吧。
They did not want any gifts.
他不要免费的。
They wanted to earn their grades.
他要 赚取自己的成绩,
and that did.
他们也这样做,
but the professor gave them a C+.
教授给了他C.
They could easily have an A in the first place.
他们其实可以很容易地得到一个A.
And likewise, today,
同样的我们今天,
we may take God's grace and all His gifts for granted.
我们把神的恩典当作理所当然的。
Now, Jesus tells us that God is good.
神耶稣告诉我们神是美善的。
And every good and perfect gifts from God.
各样美善和全备的礼物都是从神来的。
And gift means we don't earn.
Gift, 礼物,
we don't earn it with our own merit.
我们不是靠我们自己努力赚来的。
And this is the reason why we must trust God.
这是为什么我们要信靠神的原因。
That is not the one who tempts us in our trials.
神不试探人，在试炼中也不试探人。
And in my next sermon, I will continue to talk about, you know, our God is the Father of lies, and our God is more reliable.
下一个信息我们要谈到是我们的神是众光之父，我们的神是最可靠的。Let's
pray.
那我们一起祷告。Dear
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you so much for these wonderful words from you. We thank you for all the good gifts you have given to us in our lives. Forgive us if we take them for granted. And help us to value it. Help us to treasure the gifts that you've given to us. Not to glorify ourselves, but to use it in your kingdom. To serve the church. To serve you. For your eternal glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.